welcome to Dakota Midday. I'm Kara Hetland, and we have a great show ahead of you. We're going to learn about the Hunting Film Tour. We're going to learn about what physics has to do with sports. But first, we're going to have a conversation with Dr. Brad Thamert. He is with the Avera McKennan Hospital and University Health Center, and it is the exclusive site in South Dakota to offer a new weight loss procedure. And Dr. Thamert joins us now on Dakota Midday. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, happy to be here.
So let's talk a little bit about this non-invasive procedure. Explain it for me.
Well, it's a balloon that we basically place in the stomach with an endoscope, and it creates such a volume in your stomach that you feel very full and you're not able to eat a lot. It's been around for some time. They've placed over 200,000 of these in the Europe area and South America. And it's just finally been FDA approved in the United States here in the last few weeks. So we're excited to be on the front end of offering this.
And so when you say endoscope, that's down the throat?
Right, so no incisions. You have some light sedation, and mm-hmm. we place a scope down the throat to assess your stomach to make sure your stomach is going to be okay to accept the balloon. And then we basically place the balloon down your esophagus into the stomach, and we're able to inflate it. So it's an outpatient procedure. There's no incisions, no scars, and you inflate this balloon inside the stomach. And the goal is to keep it in place about 6 months. And then the balloon has to be removed at 6 months, and hopefully by that time, people have learned to adjust their eating and will have sustained weight loss.
And we're talking rapid weight loss, are we not?
Yeah, in the first 3 months, the rate weight loss is fairly rapid. You know, our goal weight loss with this balloon procedure is 30 to 50 pounds. It's not really meant for the very morbidly obese 100-plus pound patients overweight. It's really kind of meant for someone who's not necessarily a surgical candidate because of their weight, but yet overweight and struggling with dieting, which the success rate for dieting is pretty low, less than 5% typically, whereas with this procedure, the success rate is very high in the 90% range while they have the balloon.
And there's a follow-up to this as well. And I mean, it's more than just quickly losing the weight, is it not?
Right. So our goal during the 6 months that you have the balloon in place is that we're meeting with our patients on a regular basis and educating them with dietitians about better eating techniques that will help sustain them once the balloon is eventually removed at 6 months. And with that, they've done over 200 peer-reviewed studies have shown that people will keep their weight off better than patients who have just tried diet alone.
It's changing lifestyle, changing habits?
It is, as it is with any time you try to lose weight. You have to change all of the above. Even with a balloon or any surgery, you can out-eat it if you continue to choose to eat your poor techniques and liquid calories and overeating all the time. But it's pretty hard to overeat with this balloon. It's a 600 cc balloon that we fill up in your stomach, so you feel fairly full and you have really a loss of appetite, if you will.
And do you feel full all the time?
You certainly feel full all the time in the beginning. What we've found is that the body kind of adjusts to the balloon after it's been in there a few months, and mm-hmm. and then your hunger comes back a little bit and you're able to eat a little easier towards the end, and that so the weight loss is the fastest in the first 3 months, and then it plateaus a little bit over the last 3 months until the balloon is removed, just because your body's finally adjusted a little bit to the balloon is what we think.
And then does your stomach shrink at all during this process, or then once the balloon is taken out, then do you feel really hungry?
Good question. So no, your stomach size never really changes while the balloon's in or after you remove it. The hope is that as far as you shouldn't feel more hungry than you did before you had the balloon in once it's removed. It's just as long as you kind of stay on your techniques of eating appropriately and exercise and chewing slowly. These are some of the techniques that make you feel full with less food and less calories. And those are the techniques that we really are going to try to educate our patients with really towards the last half of their balloon time when they're getting ready to to transition back to having the balloon out.
And do you have a specific diet you have to follow when this balloon is in? I mean, as recommendations to help with making sure you have nutrition, proper nutrition and calories?
Right. We have a very specific diet that we want our patients to follow with the balloon. They're starting out on a liquid diet for the first week or so, and then they kind of transition into soft food and eventually solid regular food within a couple weeks, but healthy food, so meats and vegetables and fruits, not high carbohydrate, high calorie foods. A lot of the food that we buy is super, super dense in calories if it's been processed already, so we're trying to get people to eat more natural, unprocessed food.
And does having a balloon in your stomach, does that interfere at all with the digestive process?
It does a little. Really, the way the balloon works is three ways. It delays how your stomach empties, so your stomach actually empties slower when you have the balloon in. So food doesn't empty so quick, so you're not hungry again. It also works a second way because it fills up your stomach with volume, so all that extra volume of the balloon doesn't leave a lot of extra room to make your stomach feel full. So that's the second way, is the volume reduction. And then the third way that the balloon helps is by having the stretch of the volume in your stomach. You actually stretch the stomach lining. That sends receptors to your brain that tell you that you're full. They're called stretch receptors, and that actually gives you the feeling of fullness when your stomach is a little bit stretched. So those three mechanisms, delayed emptying, the volume restriction, and the stretch receptors kind of are the three ways that make people lose their weight or help them to lose their weight.
And with people with conditions like irritable bowel or Crohn's, would that have an impact? Would a balloon in there have an impact for them?
So irritable bowel may or may not. I mean, that's a nonspecific disorder, and some of the side effects with the balloon can be gassiness and nausea and vomiting, especially early on. Almost everybody will have some nausea and vomiting in the first few days when they have the balloon, because the stomach's kind of try to reject it. If someone has Crohn's disease, as you mentioned, which is an inflammatory bowel disease, that is potentially a contraindication where we would not want to place the balloon in someone with known Crohn's disease.
Okay.
It's a relative exclusion for the procedure.
Oh, okay. So you're out right away.
Yeah, if we have a patient that has that diagnosis, we would recommend that is not a very good procedure because of concerns of they had any of the Crohn's that flared up in their stomach, they could have bleeding from irritation of the balloon.
Okay, so you do other type of bariatric surgeries as well, the bands and all of that. And I'm just wondering where this fits in as a patient who comes in and says, okay, I need surgical help to lose weight.
Right. So, yeah, and that's our goal, is to try to offer something to all patients. So the surgical procedures, which are the gastric bypass, the sleeve gastrectomy, and the lap band, are kind of the three main surgery procedures that we do. They're really intended for morbidly obese patients who have weight of at least 100 pounds more than they should be, and usually there's medical conditions that those patients have that go along with that high weight, such as diabetes and high blood pressure. The balloon procedure is not really intended for that group of patients. It's more intended for people. We use something called BMI, or body mass index, but a BMI of 30 to 40, which would be correlative to someone who has 30 to 50 pounds maybe overweight, typically less than 100 for sure, and that's the range patient that this is really approved for. The FDA actually approved it specifically for people with a BMI between 30 and 40. So that's someone who's in the obese category, not the morbidly obese category, and that's a lot of patients in the United States.
So if my daughter's getting married in a year and I want to look really good, I could come in and say, help me do this?
Right. Yeah, I actually thought that this could be like a wedding balloon for people who want 20 to 50 pounds for a wedding or something. But yeah, this would be something that would be helpful for someone who's looking to lose in that 20 to 50 pound range, which, you know, is very hard to do with just plain dieting. Mm-hmm. The balloon helps because you get negative feedback. If you're just dieting, you often just have that feeling of hunger all the time. You kind of lose that feeling while the balloon's in place. so it it really does help. That's why the success rate's so high.
So you kind of
that 20 to 50 pounds.
You kind of lose that motivation if you're really hungry.
Yeah, it's hard to stay on the diet when you feel like you're starving all the time.
Okay. But this isn't, I mean, we've touched on it, but I mean, why did it take so long for the FDA to approve this procedure?
Good question. You know, I think because of the legal system, the FDA is very slow with new products. So it's not uncommon in the medical world to have products be available outside the United States for many years before they are brought in the United States. And, I mean, they're just the FDA actually approved two different balloons all at the same time this summer. This balloon that we brought in, the Orbera, is certainly the more popular balloon with the better case studies and the higher numbers, and that's why we've chosen to go after this balloon.
I mean, is it fair for people to think that there's a magic way to lose weight, a quick and easy way to lose weight?
I wouldn't say it's quick and easy. It can be quick with both the surgical procedures and the balloon, but I wouldn't say it's easy. I mean, it's a true lifestyle adjustment with both the balloon and the surgery that kind of gets forced onto you, if you will. So you have to adjust. You can't just be the way you were and eat the way you were and expect any of these procedures to work. So that's the difference between dieting and these procedures, is these procedures kind of force you to eat differently, because it's not fun to overeat with a balloon or a weight loss surgery because you have discomfort and you want to throw up. Whereas if you're just trying to diet and you overeat, you might feel a little bloated, but it's pretty rare that you feel really pain or want to throw up. So that negative reinforcement helps people kind of get through things and get to the next level.
So this is 6 months, and then you do follow up, though, for another 6 months. Is that correct, to help people stay on track?
Yeah, that's our program right now. That's what most people have done around the world, is try to. So when we provide this procedure to someone, our plan is that they will be followed and see us for a full 12 months. So they have the balloon for 6 months. The balloon comes out at 6 months, and then we continue to follow them every month or so with a diet consult, make sure that they're following our recommendations, they're staying active, they're trying to stay eating appropriate. So it's a 12-month program with 6 months of it being with the balloon.
So a little bit of accountability, per se?
There has to be accountability all the way through for any of these procedures to work.
Okay. But the downside is it's not really covered by insurance.
Correct. As of right now in the United States, weight loss surgery is typically covered by insurance because they know that those patients have so many other medical problems that will improve. But as of right now, the FDA and it has just released this, so the insurance companies have no desire as of now to pay for losing weight in that 30 to 50 pound range, even though there are good studies that show that that amount of weight loss will significantly improve someone's health. But for right now, it's not covered by any insurance company, so it's definitely a cash procedure.
So it costs what?
It's a $7,000 procedure. But the diet plans can spend thousands and thousands of dollars a year also to stay on those diet plans. But, yeah, it is a $7,000 procedure.
Once you lose 30 to 50 pounds, though, you feel better about yourself, and you want, though, to exercise because it's a little easier on the joints and that kind of thing. So there is a win-win for wanting to continue with the program and to keep it off.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
And then is there, I mean, we've talked about the diet component and the eating component, but is there even an exercise prescription for exercise and encouragement that way?
Yeah, that's encouraged from the very beginning when we start the process. That's they start an exercise program.
Okay. And so, I mean, you pretty much, a patient comes in and you just evaluate their choices given where they're at and their current health?
Right. So we come in, someone would come in for a consult, and we would look at their weight and specifically their body mass index and decide what category they fall into. And then really discuss their options. Are they a surgical candidate or a non-surgical candidate, such as this balloon procedure. And then we talk about the pros and cons, the risks, all that kind of stuff, and help the patient decide what works best for them.
And what and how do I mean, it's not a let's just come in and do this. You need to take a little time to think it through and understand all of the consequences.
Definitely, because it's not like just coming in to have your gallbladder removed where it's in and out and you're just kind of done with it after that day of the procedure and you go on with your life. We have to make sure that people are aware of the accountability that's required on their part to have success and what really this all entails, that you have to change your lifestyles to be successful with any of these procedures.
And other than Crohn's disease, anybody else automatically out of the running?
People who have had surgery on their stomach, specifically, not their small bowel or colon, but people who have had stomach procedures are typically excluded, or have had big bleeding ulcers in their stomachs before, and we find them still at the time of a scope, or someone with a really large hiatal hernia could be.
Oh, okay.
So there's a few kind of less common things that we might say that you're excluded from because it wouldn't be safe to place a balloon in a patient like that.
Okay, well, I want to thank you, Dr. Thamert, for taking time and coming on Dakota Midday today. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much.